Hey, it's Mark Harbert, and you've just tuned in to the Fearless Influencer Podcast. Get ready for turbocharged tips and insider secrets from today's online rock stars. Strap in, because this episode is about to take off. All right, well, welcome everybody. This is Mark Harbert here with the Mark Harbert Podcast, and man, I am so excited about this one today. I've been looking forward to this episode for a while, and I'm so excited to have our guest on here. And I want to talk just a second about Kimberly Olson. And I was doing a little bit of research on her just to understand what she does a little more. And I was really, really intrigued by some of the stuff she does. And really, her branding to me is just amazing. And we're going to definitely talk about that. I'm going to hit her up and ask her for her take on some of that. But Kimberly is the CEO and founder of the brand, The Gold Digger Girl, which I love that name, by the way. She's an author. She has her own marketing podcast. She's an online business coach, social media, and branding aficionado. And I think these are probably her two favorite titles. She is a wife and mom of two daughters. So, Kimberly, I am so excited to have you on. Thank you so much for taking your time out and coming and join me.
Thank you for having me. That was quite the introduction. I appreciate you.
No, just got to do it the right way.
Thank you. Yes. So excited.
Yes, absolutely. So let's get right into it. You know, I think as I've gone along and I've built my business over the years, a lot of people, sometimes they see the glitz, the glamour, the success that people have. And everybody's got a story. So I at this point can't imagine anybody doesn't know who Kimberly is. But, you know, just in case there's some people out there that don't know you, what's your story? Like, you know, what's kind of what got you to where you are?
Yeah, sure. I love sharing this because it's true. That's, you know, social media is the highlight reel.
Yeah.
You know, hearing stories, it kind of allows you to go, oh, okay, I could do it too. You know, so I know you love marketing as much as I do. I knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur when I was little. I was selling anything you could think of to anybody who would buy something from me. So I always knew that was in me. And I went to undergrad, I went to business school and did business management and marketing. Later, I got my PhDs in natural health and holistic nutrition and spent, you know, a couple of decades focused on that. But there was always this pull that I wanted to do my own thing. And so in 2011, I started my first blog and YouTube channel. It's still out there. It's called Fit Kim, Fit Kim TV. And I was learning about nutrition and workouts and just how it could be part of your life, not necessarily going into, you know, to a CrossFit gym. And I found this like love for teaching people how to do stuff at home. And so I thought, this is it. I'm going to make it big. You know, I'm going to monetize my YouTube channel and have affiliate links. And, you know, I think I made like $50 my first year. So I stayed in the corporate space. I was never able to make enough from it to quit and leave. And that to me was the definition of success, was being able to really build this on my own terms. And so 2017, I had gotten married by that point. We had our second baby. They were one and two. So they're really close in age. And I started feeling that pull again, you know, of like, I want to do something for myself. And so I got into network marketing, was kind of my gateway drug into back into it. And I had initial success. You know, I hit the newbie bonuses, got my first comma check, and I was like, all right, this is it. And then my paycheck was $200. And I was like, yeah. So I really looked in the mirror and I was like, all right, listen, you have got an opportunity here. You are self-sabotaging like you do every time. And I had battled alcoholism for over a decade. So I realized, and you know this, entrepreneurship is like the school of personal development. Like, you cannot be successful unless you work on yourself. And that's why we're all obsessed with mindset and all of that. So I enlisted professional support and I worked with a therapist intensely for, oh gosh, several months. And in August 1st of 2017, you keep track of that stuff, was my first day of sobriety, and have been, you know, celebrating that ever since. And what happened is, when I overcame that demon and that thing that was holding me back, I started seeing myself differently. When I started realizing that I was good, I had value to offer, I was worthy. And I really felt like God wanted me to show other moms how they could do this. And so I started learning about social media. And as you know, at that time, it was very spammy. I mean, everybody and their brother was like cold message and, you know, your before and after pictures. And I was just like, I don't want to do that. So I hired a coach, got into some training, and I started implementing really fast. And so in 2017, I started going live on Facebook. I didn't have an Instagram account. I didn't have a brand. I didn't have anything. I had just a cell phone. And so I started going live every week and I was just like, yeah, guys, I just learned about attraction marketing. Like whatever I was learning, I was just sharing. And people started saying, oh my gosh, like your style is so approachable and you're so relatable. And you're just, it's so simple that I was able to go and do it and it's working. And so I quickly realized that I had found my space, you know, a niche that people wanted, someone who was just a step ahead, two steps ahead. And so I started my first Facebook group. I did a vision board workshop where I charged $15 a person. Wouldn't you like to get in there at that time? $15. I had like 30 people sign up for it. And I'll never forget, it was a Saturday because I was working full time. And so it was a Saturday and my husband was warding off like the babies from the office. And I walked out and I said, I just made $450. And we were in six figures of debt. You know, we were living paycheck to paycheck. We that was like right before Christmas. That was life-changing for us. And you know, I just was like, I couldn't believe I had done that. Yeah. And he was starting to get it. He was like, oh, go back to your office, you know, because he wasn't understanding why I was on my phone all the time. Yeah. So that spring I launched the Gold Digger Girl. I hit six figures in 90 days and it just kept going and going and going. Obviously, I started learning about other social platforms, started writing, podcasting, speaking. And so I built a little over $6 million and had a lot of success in network marketing. I did retire this year from it, but I do mostly business coaching. So pretty much everything I do is in, you know, different levels of business, but social media is specifically my focus. If you want to learn how to build on social, I'm your girl.
Oh, I love that. I love that. You know, when you were talking, what really stuck out to me is you talked about how you started working on you. And it's a huge thing because you said it, you know, we know that, you know, entrepreneurship is personal development. It really is. Like you can't get to that next level without working on you first. And so I do want to talk about that because I think a lot of people here, you know, we got to work on our mindset. We got to work on our mindset, you know, but for people that are just kind of starting out, like what would you say to them that would help them get started down that path? Because I think a lot of people, they know they need to work on themselves, but they're not real sure where to start with that. Because I know for a fact, when I'm stuck and things aren't going right, it's right up here between my ears and there's something going on and I got to get with somebody to help dig it out of me to figure out what the deal is. So I think, you know, if you could help in that way, that'd be great to give people.
I love that too, that you said. Yeah, that you said you have to get someone to help you dig it out sometimes. Because sometimes you can't, you're too close to it. And you're also stuck in that like, woe is me. It's so easy to be like, oh, well, you don't understand what my husband's like or my kids or whatever. So my biggest advice would be to get really clear on what you do want in your business, in your marriage. What kind of mom are you? Like, are you at every activity? Are you spending quality time after school? Like, envision your life. What do you want? Because a lot of people don't know what they want. They just know they don't want to be broke and have, you know, stress at home and, you know, the family's divided all over the place. So get really clear on what you want. And this next part is really important. And I don't think enough people talk about this. Then ask yourself, who do I need to be to allow that to be in my life? So if you want to have a six-figure business or become a millionaire, well, who are you? What does that look like? How are you showing up on social media? What is your brand all about? What are your offerings? What kind of clients are you working with? What price point? Well, if you're not even posting on social or you are just not postured and you don't have confidence, it's going to be really hard to have someone spend 10 grand with you, you know? So asking yourself, who do you need to be to create that in your life? And then throughout the day, when you, like what you said, you know, it's up here. As soon as things are not as you want them to be, which is going to happen all the time, realize those are circumstances and it's an opportunity for you to say, okay, here's some contrast. What do I want in this situation? What can I do right now to get me closer to what I want instead of getting frustrated about my circumstances? So it's like really just getting into a place of ownership and realizing everything around you, you've created, which means you can change everything around you by realizing that and then changing how you're behaving.
You know, and I while you were talking too, I was thinking, you know, I think sometimes people think that when you go on and, you know, a lot of times people look at leaders that have had success and things are going great for them and boy, they're making a lot of money. But I don't think people realize too that every single level you get to has its own challenges, its own growth. Yes. We were just talking a little bit before we hopped on here about that, you know? Yes. And it's like, Talk about that a little bit, because I think sometimes people think, you know, hey, once I get to six figures or multiple six figures or seven figures, it's going to be kumbaya all the time, you know?
Yeah.
And that's just, I have found, at least for me personally, that's not always the case, because it's always, you know, a growth, you know, it's always a growth ladder. So
yeah, it is. Yeah. It's this definitely false belief that we have that, you know, when you have enough money, everything will be okay.
Yes.
And it doesn't work that way. It actually, I think the more money you have, I think there's more responsibility, because now you have a team. Typically you have people relying on you. They're supporting their families, you know, so it puts this extra pressure on you, depending on how you set up your business, obviously. And I think that you don't just stop. You're not content typically, or, you know, you're not like, okay, I've arrived, I'm done. What you do is you get to a certain level and then you're so excited because you're ready to set that next goal or maybe create a bigger impact. And in order to make a bigger impact or more money, you have to go to the next level. And in that spot right there, that gap, you know, Bob Proctor talks about the terror barrier. Yeah. You go through like sheer terror. And it can also be where there's this whole questioning of, who am I? Am I good enough? Who am I to think that I can do X, Y, Z? Oh no, I don't have what it takes. Wait, this is too hard. All of that comes into play. And with the skills that you develop along the way, you're able to usually quicker than before, able to say, no, you've got this, right? And that's why that mindset is so important, that you can talk yourself off the ledge. Because I absolutely have been in the corner, like crying, going, I don't want to do this. And then I'm going, no, you've been called to do this. You will figure it out. You've got this. Look at what you've done. But a lot of people don't have that skill to talk themselves back into the game, you know, and that's really important for sure.
Yeah. You know, you were saying too about, you know, it's kind of like the more money or the more success you have, the more it's responsibility too. I remember the first year I made over $500,000 and I thought, oh crap, I got to pay taxes. I don't even know where to start with that, you know? And I just remember, like, you know, basically just getting super nervous, like, oh gosh, I don't, you know, what do I do with them so much money?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And it's like, you got to figure it out, you know, and it really is. So, I think we all kind of go through that at some point. And but what's amazing though, and I find this to be so true, is that, boy, the times where I've royally screwed it up, those are the greatest learning examples.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And I think that that's such a key thing for people to realize, to not be afraid to fail. It's not always mm-hmm. fun to fail, but man, those are the greatest times where you really take in the most lessons and you can help others with it too.
You know? This quote, it's Henry Ford, something about like, failure is just an opportunity to go do it again with more information, more intel. And that's helped me so much, because I am, you know, I have an achiever identity that has been with me since I was little. And so that achiever wants to achieve and be successful. It does not want anything else. And so we've labeled failure as a bad thing. And a lot of, you know, those of you listening, really ask yourself, why haven't you launched the XYZ or started going live, or maybe start a podcast or go on TikTok? Because you're afraid of failure. You're afraid of what people think. You're afraid of judgment. So when we can get out of seeing it as a failure, and like you said, an opportunity to get better and learn, it can change the whole perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And I absolutely love that. So I definitely want to shift here from that over to the Gold Digger brand. Okay. Cause I got it. You know, First off, I love the name. And I was telling my wife about it the other day. I'm like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going to do an interview here. And I said, the Gold Digger. She's like, the Gold Digger? I'm like, no, the Gold Digger. You know? And so how did that actually come about? I mean, how did
actually,
you?
We'll have people that are wearing swag, the Gold Digger swag, and people look at them. My youngest, when she was in preschool, she came home sobbing that her teacher said she wasn't a Gold Digger. Because she said, I'm a Gold Digger. And her teacher said, no, you're not. She thought, at least you're saying I'm a Gold Digger. And I had to email the school saying, oh, no, that's my company. She is a Gold Digger. She's not a Gold Digger. But it's a play on words. And the intention is to catch people's attention. But
it works.
Oh, I mean, it's memorable, right?
Yeah,
so absolutely. You know, with branding, I always tell people, you can brand yourself. Yeah. Brand yourself. Brand your name. I knew I wanted to create something beyond my name because I was really thinking big when I first saw all of it because I have the gift of vision. And I saw, you know, something that I build out that I can actually license out down the road. Like, I don't want it to be based off of me. Yeah. So I had a pen and paper for 4 months. And whenever a name would come up or an idea, I'd jot it down and go check the domain name, you know, on social. And one day, you know, that there's certain phrases, slay your day, whatever, different things. Someone had posted a quote or something and they said gold digger. And I was like, I wonder if that's available. And I looked the username, no one had the gold digger girl anywhere. Like nowhere. I hurried and snatched them all up, right? I grabbed the golddiggergirl.com and like I was just, I knew it. I knew it. Cause I also wanted to come up with a name that I could call my community that thing. So that way they could identify themselves as gold diggers. So yeah, we use it to the foundation of like what we believe in, our mission, our vision statement. It's like there's an identity to it.
Yeah. And you know, when I was taking a look at your website and I was going through just some of the things you have on there, which I highly recommend everybody go to the golddigger.com, the golddiggergirl.com, right?
Yeah.
And, but one of the things, and I was looking at, you know, you have on there about who your target audience is. And what I love about what you have on there is it's so specific. And it's mompreneurs, female entrepreneurs, coaches, course creators, network marketers, direct sellers that are either looking to break out of the corporate world or stay-at-home moms looking to build a career for themselves. Corporate women wanting to have a side hustle. They're between 30 and 60. You're just very specific. And that's what I love about that, because a lot of people, you know, especially in the marketing world, when you start telling people, you got to figure out who your avatar is, your target market. It's like this block just immediately comes over people and they stress about it. You've seen it, I'm sure, with your students.
Every student.
It's like, And I guess, you know, from that point of view, like, what could you do to really help people, like, not overthink it, but think about who is it you really want to serve? Because you have a very specific audience. Obviously, it's been incredible successful for you. And I really want to help the audience to figure that out, too.
So. Yeah. And what's cool about it is once you get clear on it, it's not that you don't serve anyone outside of that. We have women that are in their 70s in our programs. We have men in we call them gold digger dudes. We have couples. So millennials. And so it's cool because you're allowing yourself to still, because it's fear that you're missing somebody, right? So the other thing I see people notice, especially in network marketing, direct sales, is they're thinking about someone who's going to buy their product. And that's not an emotional, you're not connecting emotionally to this potential person. So what I recommend doing is pretending that there's a conference coming up this weekend. You've been slated to speak for 3 hours and you get to speak on something that you love, you're passionate about, you're not selling anything, but you have 3 hours. What's it going to be? It is not going to be about your collagen. It is not going to be about your weight loss product. And in the audience, when you've got your thing, so maybe it's like, and you know, you want to empower women to be confident. You want to help couples heal from, you know, troubles in their marriage. You want to help parents with strong will blessings. 3 hours, who's in the audience? Who's on the edge of their seats kind of going, they are just soaking up every word you're saying. They're enamored with what you're saying. Like the light bulbs are happening and you're just, you could feel it, that you are in your zone. This is your passion. And when you find that, you're going to know who's in your audience. You can see them clear as day.
Yeah, I love that. That's a great way to look at it and a great, easy way to kind of get past that. Because, man, there's just been times where I've seen people like, I'm still trying to figure out my target market. It's 6 months.
Like 3 years later.
It's like 6 months later, 3 years later. Like, I still don't know. And it's like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's block, like you said. It's not their ability. It's not lack of ability. It's a block.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so I did want to ask you this too, because this is, you know, especially for those of us that come from network marketing background, which I do myself, we always hear about the why. You got to figure out what your why is, if your why doesn't make you cry and all that. And, but my thing is like, I really kind of feel like it's really got to go even deeper than that in a way. Like, what is it at the core of your being that like drives you? So my question to you would be like, what is it that gets you up in the morning every single day? Like how you've tapped into what you want to do, who you want to serve, where you're just jacked, where almost sleeping is no fun because you want to get up and do it, you know?
Yeah.
Probably you have two daughters too. So that probably helps you get up in the morning.
Oh yeah. They're much better now as they're getting older, almost 7 and 8. I mean, I can't tell you how many times there's someone waking me up at some hour. It's amazing. So You know, for me, I definitely am so fueled and pulled forward. I don't have to motivate myself. And I think that's part of getting into your passion. I also think there's this really beautiful opportunity in my lifetime for women. One of the books I wrote was called Becoming a Money Boss, but I was researching, and women couldn't get a credit card or their own bank account or any of that till like the mid 70s. So in, you know, I was born in 1980. So I'm thinking about that. And then this generation and, you know, my children, in my time, I have the ability to totally like change all of that, where women start to see themselves as, you know, worthy, and that they can go out and create what they want and really own their voices. I work with a lot of women and men too. I work with a lot of women who they don't speak up. They're not putting their goals first, their dreams first. They feel like, you know, they need to take care of everyone else. And I really feel like that in this lifetime that we can allow women and teach them how to create wealth and feel good about that, not ashamed 100%. Or embarrassed or they're not good enough. So I don't know. I just feel like I have this ability in my lifetime to make a big difference. And I want to do that. And I want to change my family tree for my daughters and help other moms and women do the same for theirs.
Yeah. You know, I love that. And, you know, I've often said it's so fun making a lot of money, but it's really fun. It gets really fun when the whole basis of making that money is having an impact on others, changing their lives for the better. It's not, you know, you really, I always say I'm one of those kind of dudes that just happen to believe that quote from Zig Ziglar that everybody quotes. But, you know, if you help enough people get what they want, you can have everything you want. And I just kind of, you know, naively believed that when I first heard it. And so it's just, it does something inside when you're serving others and you can make an awesome living doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It makes it where doing business with each other and having that conversation around money and sales, and it's an exchange of value, you know, and that we can support each other, elevate each other, like see it as very collaborative, and that we're all just, you know, kind of raising everybody up together. I think it's different than it used to be. And we have that opportunity to be part of that change.
So I did see one of your books that I'm definitely going to go buy. Just the title grabbed me, and it was, what was it? The BS of balance or something?
My balance is BS.
Yeah. I got to check that one out. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm getting that one.
Yes, please do. That one is on audio too.
Yeah. You're a absolute genius when it comes to branding. I can tell you that. There's no doubt about it. I love a lot of how you do things. But as I said to you once before, you know, we're connected on Facebook. And so I always see your posts. They're always a great, you know, super positive. You're always, you know, kind of a light in my newsfeed that I wanted to point out. It's really great. But, you know, I want to, where can everybody connect with you? Cause I really want people to know who you are and get out there and see you. So.
Yeah. So if you like to watch trainings and whatnot, definitely best place is either YouTube, the Gold Digger Girl, are you surprised? YouTube or Facebook. If you like to listen, I do have a top rated podcast called The Gold Digger Girl. So you can listen there. Or if you just want social content, Instagram would be the best place for that too. Also at The Gold Digger Girl.
Yes. I love it. Well, Kimberly, I'm so grateful that we had this opportunity to connect. And again, thank you for coming out and sharing some of your wisdom. I mean, you definitely got a lot of, I think we just scratched the surface, but I'm excited to see where things go for you. And, you know, it's always fun watching people you connect with and seeing what they do and how they do things. So
absolutely.
It's a never ending learning process. Yeah, of course. Yes,
absolutely. I love it.
All right, guys. Well, you guys, everybody have a great one. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give me a review and check it out. Make sure you connect with Kimberly as well. We'll see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. You've been listening to the Fearless Influencer Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider giving it a positive review on iTunes or wherever you are listening. If you want more tips, tricks, and strategies to help you become a fearless influencer, be sure to visit my blog at markharbert.com and let's be sure to connect. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.